As applied linguists, we often look at language from the perspective of those in our field. So for this podcast, John and I decided to look outside our discipline. We reached out to two medical doctors to learn about their literacy practices and use of technology. This 45-minute interview included interviewing their three children. However, we decided to only use the dialogue between the doctors and John. So there are references to the children's answers in this podcast, which are put in context. Let's take a listen.
Thank you so much for participating in this podcast. And first of all, if you could tell me like your name and what you do, would be great.
I'm Maureen Gall, and I'm a pediatrician.
And I'm Tim Gall, and I'm a family doctor.
Wonderful. So you're both doctors. That's amazing.
That's right.
So throughout your life, you probably had to do a lot of studying. Could you tell me a little bit about that and what you did?
Well, we went to college for 4 years, and then I went to medical school for 4 years. And after that, did an internship for a year, and then a pediatric residency for 3 years. And yeah.
And I followed pretty much the same course, same amount of college, medical school, board certification after residency for family practice. Maureen's board certified in pediatrics, and then I took an additional set of time to become board certified in addiction medicine.
Wow, wonderful. So when I would say the term to you guys, if someone is literate, what would that mean to you? Mm-hmm. If I said, what is the definition of someone being literate?
I would say it means somebody that knows how to read and comprehend what they read.
Okay.
Yes, I would say that too, or somebody who is comfortable with the written word.
The written word.
Yeah.
Okay. So shifting gears a little bit here, how do you guys use technology in your current lives? How do you use technology?
I use technology a lot at work, but it's pretty focused. We have what's called an electronic medical record, John. It used to be many years ago, everything was taken down on paper, stored in what we called charts. And then I'd say maybe 15 years ago, there was a move to take everything and make it electronic. So my entire day is spent typing on a keyboard, on a computer. I can use a voice-activated dictation system or voice recognition. I don't like it, so I don't use it. So I'm mostly typing, storing data, and then we're connected to all of the hospitals in our system and to each of our four offices.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, we have an electronic medical record as well. A computer in each exam room. So as we're seeing the patient, we're also entering data into the computer. And after the patient leaves, we're entering more data into the computer. We also can look up information about diseases or a condition you're not familiar with right on the computer as well.
Wow. Okay, so you both just described your use of technology at work. How about in your own personal lives here at home? Do you use technology?
Well, I have a phone, a smartphone. I have an iPad in the kitchen, so I use that mostly to look up recipes and check social media sometimes. And we have an older computer that we don't use that often, but we all have a lot of people in the family have laptops. So we use those a lot.
Right, and I have a portable laptop that I use to bring home to use work on. I do Sunday school lessons on PowerPoint. My extent, I don't do any blogging or tweeting. I don't use Facebook. I do have a smartphone, which I use a lot for directions. Safari I use, a couple apps that I do. I don't do much in the way of podcasts, though I should, because I hear that's a great way to learn. I use the camera a good deal. Then I would say our technology within our automobiles, that they help us to listen to music. We use Pandora. We have a speaker system that's done wireless. Our TV is, of course, HD, and we can transmit via the Apple box, I think, so we can do some of that work. And that's all I know, John.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, so now I'm going to compare a couple of your answers to your kids' answers. I'd like to hear what you guys think about this.
That'll
okay?
be good.
Now, your boys, both Connor and Evan, said that a literate person was a person you had to read and understand pretty much what they read, pretty much how you did. Avery, however, described a literate person as a person that's able to navigate through language. And that there's different types of languages. So, in other words, a person could be literate in computers, using computers, literate and using YouTube. Whereas if we're just talking about a person being literate in reading, does that mean that someone watching a YouTube video is not learning? How would you guys describe what I just said or think about that?
I think she's probably correct in the way she described literacy. Probably it does have to do with more than just the written word. It has to do with more than several forms of communication.
I might change a little bit and say that that's a skill or being facile at something. So literate, and so quote-unquote computer literacy, meaning how to use the machine to your advantage. That's an interesting thing. We're probably showing our age, or I am, because I'm thinking of literacy purely with books and reading of books. But I have to give it to my daughter. I think she's got a point that you can become literate in other things as well.
Yeah, okay. So, for example, in this day and age, most people would say that they now read and or learn stuff through technology. Have you also seen that, your change, or do you guys still use primarily books?
I have, I must confess, gone on YouTube to figure out how to fix a vacuum cleaner or stuff around the house. So I guess I am learning through visual medium, but there's the spoken word, but I'm not reading anything, so I indeed am learning visually.
I find that I read more for pleasure out of books, like novels and things like that. I have used a Kindle in the past to read, but as far as my my medical knowledge, I usually use you know, the computer for that.
But you're reading.
But I'm reading it on the computer, right?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. So, how would you compare your use of technology as different from your kids' use of technology? And feel free to put in parental ideas about technology, of the use of technology.
Well, I think that I think that they think to use technology sooner than we do. They whip out their smartphone and tap into it or ask a question, and they want an answer right away. We're more likely to think about something or think or maybe we'll answer the question later. I think it brings an immediacy into your curiosity. So in other words, if you're curious about something, I would normally think, oh, I'll have to think about that later and look it up or something. But now they reach for the phone and do it right away.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I think that we see them using it more, John, for entertainment and for communication between one another. We tend to communicate more using words on the smartphone, not as much texting, although we're getting to lean there. So I tend to prefer a spoken voice back and forth rather than email and texting. I like to have the body language and the eye contact. Entertainment, I do not use my phone for movies. I don't use it for reading. But I do use it a lot for music because I'm a big music guy and I love to take the music from there and put it. And I used to have a gigantic stereo system from 40 years ago that you'd set up so you could just hear a record. Now I can download music and run with it. So that for me, the music entertainment is much more in vogue in my life than it used to be.
Wow. Two last questions, okay? The second to last question is, how do you think your kids will use technology different when they grow up than you are right now?
Well, I think they'll use I'll speak from our profession, health-wise, they'll be able to access pretty much all that we access. So they can figure out how to take care of simple illnesses, how to prevent illness, how to treat some things. They'll be able to have access for that. They'll have access to physicians on Skype-like platforms where they'll be able to talk, receive anywhere around the world. My bet is that there'll be some kind of a neural network. There'll be something implanted that will be used in the far future to facilitate anything, gathering of knowledge, corporate learning, entertainment. What is this new thing with you put on the goggles?
Virtual reality.
Virtual reality. Who knows where virtual reality will go? That'll open up a whole new world. And then their technology, my worry is that they'll start to clone or to use chimeras, or blending different species. So who knows which direction they'll go in the far future with technology.
Wow, anything you want to add?
I just think that what will happen is that they will realize, the future people will realize that there's a communication problem with the children, and that by the time our kids are having kids, maybe our grandchildren are having kids, there's going to be a throwback to get rid of technology, make more eye contact, read books the regular way, play outside, things like that. I think that's what's going to, people are going to realize that they're missing that.
Wow, great.
So Maureen's a Book of Eli person.
What?
I'm more of a, what would we say? Interstellar,
Interstellar versus Book of Eli. I like that. Wow. Okay, last question. What is your favorite app and why?
I have to think about that for a minute because I don't even have very many apps.
Right. I'll jump. I'll go. I think right now Pandora is my favorite app. Yeah, so I just use it a ton to get music.
Wonderful. Okay.
What's your favorite app?
My favorite app? Instagram. That's my favorite app. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I would have to say the app I use the most is Pandora as well.
Pandora. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, some music.
Yeah.
That's very good. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It was great to talk with you.
All right, so that was my interview with Dr. and Dr. Gall. What do you think, what do you find interesting, Vita?
This was so interesting that the doctors are the older generation. So even though we didn't have the children's interview in the final podcast, but it was so interesting to see the contrast between their views. And the most interesting part to me was when you asked them about their definition of literacy, and first they said to them, literacy is the ability to read and or to understand written text. But when you told them that their daughter thinks literacy is the ability to navigate language, they kind of went, oh, and then they agreed that literacy is more than just to read and write.
Yeah, I found that really interesting too. But I would have to say my favorite part was when they talked about technology and how it would affect us in the future. You know, Dr. Gall took it a little bit more of, in the sense of technology in the future is going to be a great thing that helps us, you know, further investigate how ways we can use technology to better our future, kind of like Interstellar. But Mrs. Dr. Gall, she was very interested and said, hey, I think in the future we're going to be more cautious about technology. Even she said, quote, we might want to get rid of technology. Very interesting. All right.
That was really interesting. Yes, thank you.
Hope you guys enjoy this podcast.